of young things. Scripture says, let everything that has breath,
praise the Lord.
Do you have breath? We are too.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We welcome this afternoon to Agape Apostolic Church of Deliverance, where we serve one Lord. Can we say one Lord?
One
faith.
One faith.
And one baptism. Scripture says, against you, will you still believe God? Amen. It's late, so we're not going to believe in a moment. Let us stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from the book of Job, verses chapter 1 and 2 of the book of Job. But our scripture reading will be from Job chapter 1, starting in verse 6, and we'll end it for the time being at verse 12, but then we'll touch on basis portions of the scripture. Do we all have it?
Amen.
For those that do not have it, is the way ahead.
Amen.
Dean George made sure the screen was ready for today.
Amen.
And he made sure it was high enough so that we could see it. Amen. Amen. His eagle eyes. He has hawk eyes, but there was somebody here for eagle eyes. The hawk eye tried to rob with the eagle eye. How many know nothing can see as far as the eagle? Right? But the hawk won for the time being. Amen. We bless the Lord anyhow, because God is good. Do we all have it? Can we say amen?
Amen.
Have you ever really just taken some time to think of how good God is?
Amen.
When you watch the news and you watch so much that's happening in individual family lives, amen, it's kind of hard to get down and feel sorry for yourself when you see how bad somebody else has. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
I mean, I watched the news, I listened. A young man was crossing the street with his brother and was hit and ran over. There go I. There go our child, or by the grace of God. Amen. We just thank God and we pray for those families and pray for those needs. Amen. Just take some time. Every once in a while, we have one of those pity parties. You ever have a pity party? Y'all have a pity party? I mean, in front of the Lord, can you answer this?
Amen.
You ever been pity parties with, oh, woe is me,
amen,
and this ain't this good, that's wrong, everything is wrong.
Amen.
And if I was somewhere else, if I did, it would be, I'm talking about that. You ever have one of those kind of parties then? That's a pity party. Amen. But when you have your pity party, just look around and see what others are going through. Amen. And I was speaking to someone the other day saying how bad things were. I said, well, we praise the Lord anyway. And she said, you know, when I was growing up, she wasn't saved, but she said, one thing my mother told me, she said, when I used to always complain, she said, my mother said, you know, you complain because you don't have no shoes. She said, but remember, there's a man that had no feet to use. All right, so we need to bless the Lord for whatever we have. Can we say praise the Lord? Verse 6 reads, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and
he came also.
He said, you don't care where you go. He said, I'm in church. Guess what? He'll come here too. So you got to get your mind in the right place. So they were before the presence of who? The Lord. And can't say it came
also.
How did he come? Among them. Amen. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant? Now, how about substitute your name there for a minute? Amen. Substitute your name. Whatever your name is. That there is. There's none like him in the whole earth, there's none like him. Amen. A perfect man, an upright man, one that feareth God, and skewereth me, he hateth evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on? He said, He's protected. Lord, you protect him everywhere. South down south, we used to sing that old song, Jesus be a fence. Jesus be a fence. All around me, how often? Every day. Hallelujah. Well, Job had that fence. Then thou hast blessed the works of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. Now this is Satan. Now we talk, now you put your name in there, right? Your name is in this spot. Yep. Somebody said, I'll take my name out. Don't take it out, leave it in there. Alright? Whoa, I see the trouble coming, I'm about to take it out. Leave it in there. He said, but put forth thine hand now and touch. And touch. Not some of the stuff he has. Touch all that he has. And he will curse thee. Have we experienced some things that made us want to curse God to his face. Because the devil is doing it, and we got mad at God. Who's doing this? Satan. But have we got mad at God? Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he had is in thy power. But there are limitations. You can touch the stuff. God said, but I want to draw a line of demarcation. You cannot go beyond what I give you permission to do. So even though you substituted your name in the place of Job, God places limitations. Only happens when I come.
And nevertheless, I think this is one. This is 107. Turn this up. I think it's 107. This is 107. Yeah, turn it on this one. Test 1, 2. Can you all hear that better?
Yeah.
Something about this mic don't like me. Amen. This is a sign to sing the whole time. You don't have no problem. Time back into every service. Somebody say, yeah, he did come also. He said, well, put forth now thine hand and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he has is in thy power, only upon himself. Put not forth thine hand. So Satan went from the presence. Lord, we thank you on this afternoon. Lord, for being a good God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are a sovereign God. And Lord, because you are sovereign, you are in full control of every event and every episode that takes place in our lives. And Lord, for that we just say thank you. Lord, we thank you this afternoon for as the word of God said, Lord, if you would withdraw thyself from us, Lord, where shall we be? Now on this afternoon, we ask you to speak a word. Lord, speak to our hearts. Lord, speak to our minds. And we thank you in advance for what we know you're going to do. Can the church say in Jesus' name?
Yes.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The scripture said there is no other name. What's that name?
Jesus.
There is no other. What's the name?
Jesus.
Can we say Jesus like he's really real to us? Amen. I wonder if God, we have some great qualities in all of us, but the devil likes to use our great qualities to use them against us, make us think that God is angry with us. So the Lord said, there's none like him in all the earth. And the devil said, well, you build a hedge about it. Every time he goes to do something, you bless him. He said, now you take away that hedge. Take away that protection. He said, and Job occurred.
person to your face. And from the next preceding verses, Job loses everything. Job loses, can we say everything?
Everything.
He lost, he was the richest man in the East. He lost everything. So he went from being the richest man in the East to the poorest. Then he had 10 children and he lost. Now, how many days did it take for Job to lose all this? Everything happened in. And our message today, if you lost everything, would you still trust him? If you lost everything, would you still trust him? You know, the last few years I lost my mother, I lost my father. It's not easy. You know, a lot of people say, well, you don't grieve. We all grieve a different way. But I lost my mother in 2000. You know what? And I memorize and talk to her every day. You know why? Because she's a part of me. So I don't grieve in sorrow. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking yesterday, I was like, you know, I made my mother a lot of promises that I never really got a chance to fulfill before she went home to be with the Lord. I said, but you know the greatest thing of it all? Lord, I couldn't give her those physical things. But the one thing I did is I helped her to find salvation. I said, Lord, though I didn't give her all of the possessions and the natural things that I wanted to give, I was disappointed. Yes, I'm still disappointed. I said, the greatest thing I gave her was helping her find was Jesus. And maybe I didn't give her a house on the hill, but I heard Jesus say, in my Father's house. I said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. Hallelujah. And I know one of those mansions belonged to her. And I'm just so grateful. And then I lost my father in 2013. And I still meditate and I think about him, I talk about him. Matter of fact, I even went on Google Maps to look at the house we used to live in. So we grieve our own way, but I'm so grateful.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I hated that I lost them, but I'm more grateful that I did have them. So I'm not going to look at the negative side of losing them. I'm going to look at the positive side because I'm blessed to have had them in my life. And somebody said, well, your mother's been dead 15 years. It's just like yesterday for me. Because my mother was that much to me. Amen. So we're going to keep going. We don't want y'all to be emotional. Somebody say, get on past that. Get on past it. But Job lost everything, including his 7 sons and 3 daughters. And you would have think, after Job lost everything, he would have said, God, what am I doing wrong? Now, then the Lord just read on Job and said, there's none right here that what?
All the earth.
There's nobody like him in all the earth. A perfect man in his day and in his righteousness, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. Somebody said, well, if God be for you, it could be an issue.
Right.
But God allows us to go through the test.
Yeah.
To see that when we start losing things, when we still trust him. When you lose something, if you lose a deer, something close to you, will you steal?
Trust
him. If you lose a dog, will you steal?
Trust him.
The one thing about God, when you trust him, whatever you lose, he'll make up for it in the end. Amen. So now let's drop down further. I don't want to go yet. It says, let's go down to verse 18. And that, we're talking about losing things, you know, and our mindset in losing things. When we stuck with things start going wrong, do we lose our trust in God? When things don't go our way, do we lose our trust in God? Amen. Verse 18 said, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped along to
Now we put ourselves in Job's place, right?
Your name is there. When you start losing things, will you be like Job?
Yeah, don't get quiet on me. I shouldn't have talked about my mother losing stuff. I mess y'all up.
If I can get over y'all, you know with me, right? In your private time, that's when you're supposed to deal with those issues. But now when we out with the, among the redeemed, because the scripture that said that the redeemed of the Lord.
All right, I mess y'all up, but let me get you back on track. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell upon the ground and
Job
still trusted.
So when things did not go like he wanted them, he still had the right mind and he worshiped. Didn't the scripture say in John chapter 4:23, the Father seeketh such to worship him? What is he looking for?
True worshipers.
A true worshiper will worship God when things aren't going well. A true worshiper will worship God when it feels like the bottom is falling out. Because a true worshiper has a real relationship with God. And that relationship is not dependent on any external circumstances. It's just dependent on the fact that God has been good to me. God has made ways out of no way. So since I know God has been real good to me, I'm still going to worship God. If they take the house apart and everything else, I'm still going to worship Him no matter.
I'm a true worship.
And a true worship
if I lose everything,
if you lose everything, will you still trust him? Amen. And said, and he said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Can you bless the Lord when things are good? Can you worship God when it seems like the whole world is falling, your whole world is falling apart, and everything is against you? Can you worship Him? Can you still bless the Lord in spite of it? And the scripture said, in all of this, can we say all of this? In all of those losses. You know, you ever lose $100? Anybody lose $100? You mess up hours, days, weeks, months. What did I do? I'm worse than that. If I lose a dollar, I'd be messed up. I can't lose a dollar. That's just me. Because dollars adds to tens. Tens adds to hundreds. Hundreds adds to thousands. But you got to start somewhere. So I got to start at the dollar.
Somebody said, you got to start at a penny. But I just want to jump over there.
So sometimes we lose stuff.
You know, I'm doing what I'm saying this for myself.
When you lose something, don't you get messed up for a while?
Yes.
The next 2-3 weeks later, you're still looking for it. I know it's there somewhere. Because
yes.
You messed up.
But Job lost everything. But it did not divert his focus off of the main thing, and that is who? God.
So that brings us to chapter 2. So now he lost all of his physical possessions. The only thing he had was him and his wife. His maid servants, his men servants, he lost everything. But he still trusted God. I wonder, what do we do when things don't go our way? Do we still trust? So chapter 2 says, again there came a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and
he still can't.
Just because you're in church don't mean the devil's going to leave you alone. Just because you change cities, don't mean the devil. Some people that have changed church, the devil's still in the devil. He ain't gonna leave you alone. So the devil came also, and the Lord said unto Satan, from whence cometh thou? Did the Lord already know what he said? He already knows, because no one to God at all, right? But he gave him a chance to speak for himself, just like he does us. And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said to Satan, did we already read this one time? The Lord said,
everything is gone. When you have nobody else to depend on,
you still gotta trust.
On Wednesday evening, we went over how important it is to have the presence of the Lord wherever you go. How important it is to have the presence of the Lord whatever you do. Amen. You know, sometimes we say, well, I'm not going to let somebody go with me. If you got God, you got everything. If you have God, you got everything. And unfortunately, even in church, we've come too far. We've come to the point where we trust in flesh more than spirit. Yes, we do. We trust in flesh more than
can everybody not end up thinking. Somebody's not praying about everything. Everything else, I'm gonna pray about mics.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, go ahead. I don't know. There's something wrong with this message. Now we get this out. Let's say we got 9 mics. Then we got some cordless mics we can plug them into. All right. We're going to get this out. But we allow our situations to dominate us to the point that we inadvertently become more dependent on the art of flesh than God. And Jeremiah, the scripture said, cursed be the man that trusteth in flesh. Amen. Our trust, our confidence has to be in God. Now, inadvertently, when things don't go right with our relationship, we can add on
Jesus.
Yep. Well, I thought that he or she or this, what about this? And they didn't do it. I'm just upset. This is one of them pity parties again. I'm upset. This is falling apart and this. Well, are you going to prayer? No, I'm not going anywhere. That's what the devil wants you to do. Spirits, isolate yourself. Well, when's the last time you read your Bible? I don't feel like it. That's what the devil wants you to do. You know why? Because it shows that your confidence is more in flesh than in God. So the devil knows, just like he tried to do Job, once I start extracting things from them, they're going to lose their confidence in God. Once they lose their confidence in God, they're going to get angry and take it out on God. Amen? But Job, can we say, but Job? Verse 3 said, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? But there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still, can we say still? Even though you try to take everything from God, from Job, he still trusts me. He said, but still he holdeth fast in his integrity. Although thou movest me against him to destroy him. Didn't the Lord say, he didn't do nothing wrong? Just like we don't do anything wrong. But God allows us to go to the test to see if we really trust him. He said, now God did not do this. He allowed who to do it? Satan. Right? Because the Bible said, God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted be any man with evil. So all of this did not come from God, but it came from Job. God permitted it. He said, but you moved me to destroy him without, he hadn't done anything wrong, but you moved me to destroy him. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee. The devil is never convinced. He just want to keep extracting. He just want to keep. And when he takes everything from you, the only thing left for him
your body, but will you still trust him?
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you lose everything, can you trust him? If it's a job that you've been on for years and something happened in the economy and you lose it, will you still? Hallelujah. If it's your child and something is so dear to you and something go wrong, will you still? Hallelujah. If God permits your spouse to go through a test and you have to be right there with them, will you still? Will you still trust him? And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in thy hand. But say, God places limitations on how much you will allow the devil to do to you. But it's hard for you to rationalize and understand that when you question God, because the scripture says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are God's judgment and his ways of past and finding out. So God is working on something no one can have. And because you think you know it, you start questioning and doubting God, and God said, let's leave it alone, because my ways are past finding out. So instead of you just trusting me, you get involved with something that I have to do, when the scripture says it's my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are my ways your ways, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways to your ways and my thoughts to your thoughts. We just need to say, Lord, if you take everything, I'm going to still trust you. I'm not going to let the devil in hell, an individual, anyone else, rob me of the joy of my salvation. How many know the scripture says it's with joy that we draw waters out of the wells of salvation? So when you start leaving, losing things, are you still saved? If you're still saved, then I heard somebody say you want to have some joy. You still see? Yes, I lost a lot. And I don't have this and I don't have that, but I'm still saved. And because I'm saved, it's with joy that I draw waters out of the wells. The scripture says, what shall I render unto God for all of his benefits unto me? Lord, I don't understand the hardship. And I don't understand the hardship. He sat down and he took pottery
and scratched the boards.
And his friends came to comfort him. And when they saw him, he looked so bad, all they could do is lift up their voice and weep because of how deplorable his situation was. But Job still
trusted.
He still trusted. We don't have nearly any of that in our trust in God in reverse. Our confidence in God is going in reverse because we lose something. God is only allowing you to go through the test. The scripture said concerning Abraham that God proved, or the Lord proved. It means he tested Abraham because he wanted to know what was in his
heart.
Whatever you're going through, God is just trying to see what's in your
heart.
What's in your heart? When things don't go well, do you doubt God? When things don't go like you want them to go, do you still trust Him? This afternoon, if you lose everything, do you trust Him? I heard once somebody said, if I lose everything, and I have God, I have more than enough to start all. Did Job start all over again? Yes. And the scripture said concerning Job, his latter end was blessed greater than his former. Why? Because when he lost it all, he did not lose his
trust.
So God blessed his latter end more than his former end. And after Job went through it, can we say after?
After
you've gone through it. Job said, now I'm going through some things, and I've experienced God for myself. Job said, now I've heard others' testimonies about how good God has been and how God can make a way out of no way. He said, I've heard it by others. He said, my ears have heard, but now my eyes do see. If you hold fast your integrity, if you refuse to quit, if you refuse to turn your back on God, but I allowed you to go through this for 40 years to see what was in.
was?
In our hearts.
He said, I suffered you to honor. He said, I allowed you to go through all those hardships to see what was in your heart. But the acid test of whether you trust him, he said, to see whether you would serve me or not. Our tests, our challenges, are nothing more than a test. To see if we really trust him. Now, my father and I went fishing one time. I'm almost ready to close. My father and I went fishing one time, and we had one of those unusual storms. They came up when we were out in the middle of the water, and one of us had a problem. One of us couldn't swim. You don't need to have details, but somebody couldn't swim. And we were out in the middle of the water, and when the storm came up, they opened the dam. Right? So, the storm and the flow of water was taking us to the dam. Right? So my father, since he had somebody with him that couldn't swim, I guess there's only two of us, we don't work out. My father was a wise man because he knew he couldn't fight the current. So what he did, now we're in a situation, we're in a life death situation, so guess what I gotta do? Listen, this is a life-death situation. There is nothing I can do. So my confidence was in my God. When we're in one of those situations, trust your Heavenly Father. Because He knows what things you have need of
before you ask.
So my father knew I couldn't swim. Now y'all know. But at any rate, we were going towards the dam, and I was only 12 years old. I was young, I wasn't even high school yet. I was in elementary school. We were both going towards the dam. We didn't have no motor, so we couldn't start it up. But my father was a wise man, and I had to trust him. So what he did, because we were going quickly towards the dam, as we went towards the dam, instead of trying to fight the water, he allowed the current to take us, but he took us along the shore. And then after, because we could see the dam was a little further up, but after we got on the shore, then my father, but we were way away from the car, away from where we need to be, my father rolled up along the shore. Because I trust him. But then when we got to the part where we had to get out a little further, he said, okay, now you get out the boat, go up this way and walk down the street to the car. He said, because it's not safe anymore. But that was my father. I trust him. And then he got me to safety. And when he knew he couldn't help me anymore, he said, now you get out and you got to help your our heavenly father. Can we say our heavenly father?
Our
knows how much we need. Our heavenly father knows how much he needs to navigate for us. But then he puts us in a place where he said, now you got to do for yourself. Yes, it's a bad storm. No, I never walked this hill on this street before, but I trusted my father. Even in danger, I trust him. Today, in your danger, do you trust your Heavenly Father? When the storm of life are raging, do you still? When the tempest is raging, do you still? When the bottom is falling out, do you still? As we all see it. My father, as a kid, I just marveled that he was wise enough that he didn't try to stay out in the middle of the storm. When he got along the shoreline where the storm wasn't as bad. As the elders and the ministers come forward, another little gift for the altar call. We need to get to the place in God. When things aren't going the way, we need to get to a place of safety where we can navigate the course without quitting and giving up. And if my father had stopped warring, guess what we would have done? do it over there.
A lot of us are in those storms. And the floodgates of the devil has been opened up.
But we don't trust our Father enough to say, Lord, my life is